Biden attacks Trump as convicted felon during debate. By Nick Gilbertson on June 27, 2024. President Joe Biden attacked former President Donald Trump as a convicted felon during their debate Thursday night. Biden opted for the rhetoric during his rebuttal to a question about the January 6 riots. "The only person on this stage who is a convicted felon is the man I'm looking at right now," Biden said, referring to Trump's conviction in the business records trial in Deep Blue, New York. Trump, who was under a sweeping gag order throughout the trial, which was just altered on Tuesday, went on to point out that Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is also a convicted felon and suggested Biden could one day be a convicted felon himself. Trump's remark came while responding to a question from CNN moderator Jake Tapper, who asked, "Can you clarify exactly what it means about you feeling you have every right to go after your political opponents? My retribution is going to be success, but when he talks about a convicted felon, his son is a convicted felon at a very high level," Trump said. "His son is convicted, going to be convicted probably numerous other times." He further argued that Hunter Biden should have been convicted before, but the Biden Justice Department let the statute of limitations lapse on the most important things. Trump then said Biden could be a convicted felon as soon as he gets out of office. Trump professed his own innocence as well, declaring, "I did nothing wrong." The 45th president has repeatedly slammed the business records case, brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, as election interference and said in May that it all comes out of Washington. "It all comes out of Washington. They have their reps, representatives, here," he said at the courthouse on May 10, telling media members, "I'm sure you know that." Sentencing is set for July 11, days before the Republican National Convention.